Vern Rayburn of Eclipse Aviation faces the press. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Some customers of the Eclipse 500 jet have been waiting 6 years for that original vision to show up on the ramp. While the delays have no doubt been frustrating, Eclipse President Vern Rayburn has not been shy about discussing his company's setbacks with customers, the media, and especially with Aero News. Today, we're bringing you Eclipse's conference call explaining the shift in vendors for the company's Avio integrated flight deck, introducing the new suppliers, and fielding questions from reporters. We'll bring this to you in two parts. Today, we'll hear the opening statements and details on what's changing for Avio. Tomorrow, we'll bring you the reporters' Q&A session. This conference was originally held Monday at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Welcome, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm Vern Rayburn, President and CEO of Aviation. And I'm here today to talk about our new plans for Avio, the Total Aircraft Integration System. I'm obviously very excited about being able to finally discuss something we've been working on very extensively. Just to review what Avio is, it was something that we designed for the Eclipse 500 to provide total aircraft integration through integral redundant computer systems and advanced data and power distribution systems. In other words, it integrates the whole aircraft, avionics, engine operation, fuel system, flaps, landing gear, cabin environment, and quite literally everything else that happens in the Eclipse 500. Now, we did this because we believe strongly that by integrating to this totally unprecedented level the systems of an airplane, we would achieve a significantly new lower level of pilot workload, an increased ease of operation, and most fundamentally, a significantly improved safety of operations. In other words, just to be a bit trite, this is not your father's federated system airplane. And today's announcement really puts us in the red zone of being able to achieve these goals finally. Now, as you know, last week we announced that Eclipse Aviation and Avidyne had decided to terminate our relationship, and I promised to have you this update within 14 days. So here we are. We have worked constructively for an extended period of time with Avidyne to try and resolve a variety of complex issues. And we explored all other reasonable alternatives before making this decision. I want to emphasize that this was a business decision made in the mutual best interests of both companies and, most importantly, our customers. And we're eager to move forward with Avidyne, so let me begin with exactly what that is. Today we're relaunching Avio as Avio NG, and we're looking forward to delivering the Avio that we have always promised with some bonuses enhancements. Avio enhancements will include, one, significantly improved reliability achieved through, one, EFA software that's already been similarly deployed as Level A software, the highest rated software available. A significant improvement in mean time between failures, MTBF, for both the PFD and MFD hardware and the RF hardware. So what's that mean? Less time in shop and more time in the air. Let me give you some numbers. Specifically, the Avidyne displays typically had MTBFs in the 1,400-hour range. The MTBFs for ISSC's displays are in the 7,000-plus range, a 5X improvement. And Honeywell, which will be one of the other components of this, is calculating MTBFs on their new system at a 6,000-hour-plus range. Now, just a note of reference, all these calculations are done via the MIL 217 spec, so there's a consistency between this. The hardware systems that we'll be installing have previously been used primarily in Part 25 aircrafts, which have obviously higher performance and fidelity than most Part 23 systems. And there is an improvement, being this Avio version 2.0, so to speak, of systems architecture and design. Additionally, the displays have significantly increased resolution. In the case of the PFD, we've gone from a 600 by 800 to a 768 by 1024. That means we've had nearly a 63% increase in pixel density. What's that mean? Just go down to Best Buy and look at an HD TV, and you'll understand precisely what I'm talking about. In the case of the MFD, we've gone from a 1024 by 768 to a 1440 by 900 display, an increase of over 65% in pixel density. And it's really simple. The more pixels, the better the resolution, the better the resolution, the better the clarity, and the easier interpretation for pilots. We've also improved wide-angle viewability. The new displays, in fact, are so readable from either side of the cockpit that we now have common displays for left and right. No longer do we have a separate part number to deal with the readability or the angle of readability or viewability. We have one part number for both displays. We've also enhanced digital audio and communications and navigation systems, CNS functionality. which will give pilots many more options to decrease their workload. For example, the ability to monitor not just two, but up to four VHF frequencies. An improved growth of capability for the future next-generation avionics will keep options open for enhancements down the road. In other words, we are starting to achieve our objective, which has always been to have a soft system that software alone can bring capabilities as the next NGATS or next-generation air traffic systems introduced. Now, I'd like to formally introduce our new partners for Avio NG. On the line with me are representatives from our new partners, from ISNS, the Chairman CEO Jeff Hendrick and President Roman Patowski, from Chilton Flight Systems, Vice President Sales and Marketing, Bruce Bonanovich, from Garmin, Senior Director in Aviation Marketing Sales, Carl Wolf, from Honeywell, OEM Business Manager Bob Compton, and from PS Engineering, the Founder and CEO, Mark Shore. We're really excited and, frankly, very proud to be working with such highly reputable and successful avionics companies. Their established track record and superior capabilities will allow us to provide our customers with the Avio that we have always envisioned and promised. And we're looking forward to very long and successful relationships with each company. Now, just for a little bit of background behind each company, Innovative Solutions and Support, what I've been calling ISNS, is a publicly traded high-performance international avionics supplier to the civilian, military, business, and commercial markets, and they will provide hardware and software for the Eclipse 500 PFDs and MFDs. Some of their prior major contracts have included flat panel displays for the Boeing 737, 757, 67, 747, legacy Citation aircraft, the Pilatus PC-12, and numerous military aircraft, including the C-130 and KC-10. We're super excited to have such a strong, proven company on board to take Avio above and beyond what we have previously delivered. Chilton Flight Systems. Avio NG will include a flight management system provided by Chilton. This is an FMS that has been proven multiple aircraft installations starting more than 6 years ago and now has flight guidance algorithms for all of the Airlink 424 published flight segments. That also includes airway-to-airway navigation. The core of the FMS has been written and certified to Level A standards in previous releases. The guidance functionality provided includes GPS lateral aircraft control along with vertical navigation. The Chilton FMS will be integrated into the Avio NG, presenting the pilot with a single, consistent user interface that is highly integrated. This full-feature RTCA DO-229C capable flight management system also includes capability to create, save, store, recall, reverse, and edit flight plans by waypoint or airway. And the user will be able to create custom waypoints, add or delete waypoints from an active route, and specify parallel track operation. Next is Garmin. Garmin needs no introduction. It's an amazing company that in the span of little more than 17 years has inverted the general aviation avionics industry on its ear and become the dominant company in that industry at this stage. In addition to that, they have pioneered a phenomenal range of consumer electronics and is now one of the leaders in what are now being called personal navigation devices, PNDs, yet another acronym. Garmin's committed to the development and support of exceptional products, and this is one of the key reasons we chose their transponders for Avio NG. Avio NG's dual remote-mounted MODES enhanced surveillance transponder will be provided by Garmin's GTX-33 and GTX-33D. These IFR-certified Level 2 solid-state MODES transponders offer expanded functionality, including optional diversity capability needed for European and rest of the world operations. Avio integrates the transponders and serves as the pilot interface for the transponder functions. Next, and a very exciting component, which is Honeywell. Avio NG uses the new Honeywell Primus Apex KTR-2280 multi-mode digital radios, MMDR, consisting of digital VHF navigation receivers, which means VOR localizer glide slope, and an optional ADF receiver. In addition, each MMDR includes one transmitter and six receivers capable of 8.33 kHz channel spacing operation and simultaneous monitoring of two VHF communication frequencies. That means with two radios in the aircraft, you have the ability to monitor up to four frequencies at once and transmit on two different. The KTR-2280 is seamlessly integrated into Avio NG, providing users with radio management capability through the PFDs and MFDs. No radio heads for either the transponder or the radios in the navigation equipment. Lastly, but not least, I should add, PS Engineering. PS Engineering focuses solely on producing audio control panels. This focus means that they're extremely knowledgeable about this category, and in fact, they hold more audio control patents for general aviation than any other company. And they are dominant market share of add-on and OEM audio panels. PS Engineering's PMA 500 remote audio control system will provide the digital audio control for Avio NG. The PMA 500 interfaces with the Avio NG for audio selection, mode control, intercom, and marker beacon indication. The new audio panel includes dual transmit split audio capability, in-flight entertainment input, and Televox, a patented squelch protocol that eliminates manual intercom squelch and adjusts dynamically to sound condition.
You're listening to Vern Rayburn of Eclipse Aviation and a Monday press briefing regarding the change in vendors for the Avio integrated flight deck. In a moment, Vern will discuss the impact on delivery schedules and introduce representatives of the individual vendors building components for Avio. This AeroCast is brought to you by Aircraft Engine Services, makers of the aluminum V220 and V300T engines.
When was the last time you checked under the hood of your car? Automotive engineering has advanced so much over the past 30 years that you almost never have to raise the hood. Why can't an airplane engine be just as simple and just as reliable? Now it can. Check out the new V220 and V300T from Aircraft Engine Services. They're made of aluminum, so you get the best power-to-weight ratio in general aviation. They're FADEC controlled. What about your new glass cockpit? The engine management system works seamlessly with most multifunction displays, so you can get minute-by-minute updates on just how well your V engine is performing. Add it up. A lighter, more powerful engine. Liquid cooling to reduce sudden temperature changes inside the engine. FADEC control. True glass cockpit interfacing. And an engine that runs more quietly and with less vibration than other piston engines. The AES V220 and V300T. As simple as a car's engine, but oh, so much more fun to drive. Check us out on the web at VAircraftEngine.com or call us at 321-268-3718. Aircraft Engine Services, the shape of things to come.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. Is it really that much better? Professional pilots think so. It's their number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine's annual survey for the fifth year in a row. Why? The Bose Aviation Headset 10 provides an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, full spectrum noise reduction, and clearer audio. All this in a lighter, smaller headset. One with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Acclaimed noise reduction. Comfortable fit. Clearer audio. Whether you fly jets, prop planes, or helicopters, try flying with the Bose Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. And hear the difference Bose technologies make. Order now and shipping is free. And learn about the convenient Bose payment plan. For your 30-day test flight, or to learn more, visit Bose.com/headset.
We're back with more of this Aero News special feature. Vern Rayburn of Eclipse Aviation is introducing the vendors chosen to build components of Eclipse's Avio NG integrated flight deck and answering questions on resulting delays.
First, and most importantly, there's absolutely no effect on our delivery schedule. We will continue to deliver the early aircraft with the Avio system as configured using the Avidyne components. We are currently finalizing the final cut-in date for Avio NG, but it will be sometime early in the second half of this year. Now, to a very, very important point. Eclipse is committed to retrofitting our entire fleet by the end of 2007 with Avio NG to ensure not only a homogeneous fleet, but a fleet with the highest level of productivity and reliability that we can possibly deliver to our customers. This is in itself precedent setting for a new aircraft manufacturer to make this commitment to keep their fleet homogeneous and to keep all the customers at the same level of capability. You should have received by now the press release and a chart explaining projected Avio NG functionality availability. And let me just go through that for a second. If you look at the chart, you'll see some lines that are in yellow. That indicates audio as it is currently being delivered in the airplane. These are the functionalities that we have today. As you go down the list, you can see the significantly expanded capabilities that will be available in AVIO NG at its initial release mid-year this year. In addition, you can see the planned releases by the end of this year to bring it up to full and complete functionality, and even into Q2 of 08, some additional releases that will add functionality that has never been quite envisioned. If you would be interested, I can provide you with the charts that we distributed at Oshkosh this last summer outlining what we expected AVIO functionality to be, and you'll see that we are now finally delivering this a year late, but we are delivering this to all of our customers now. So in the short term, prior to retrofits, Avidyne has agreed to support any Eclipse 500, which includes your components, to our service centers. A couple of more important points, the panel differences, the usability, the user interface, if you will, is virtually identical. In fact, it is so negligible, we feel positive today that there will be no differences training required. I would add that customer reactions have been very positive. Overall, they're pleased we're moving forward to deliver on our avionics vision with such established, successful, and a proven group of suppliers. With that, I'd like to turn over the podium to Jeff Hendrick from ISNS, and any comments that you may have, Jeff?
Vern, thank you. It's exciting to be part of what you refer to as the best of breed, a remarkable group of manufacturers who certainly have come up with advanced leading-edge technology. And in concert, it should be unparalleled in the industry. Certainly, no production commercial airplane contains the level of integration and technology that will be coming with the Eclipse 500. And we're delighted to be able to provide a piece of equipment that we've is based on our developments in both the commercial air transport and military areas and general aviation, and will be produced to the same high standards, and that's how we get those MTBS. Working with Honeywell and Shelton and PS Engineering and Garmin makes an incredibly powerful team. And I think I'm looking forward to something that will enhance our understanding of the market and certainly improve our product. So thank you for allowing us to be part of this system, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Jeff. Next, I'd like to have Bruce from Shelton Flight System make any comments he'd like.
Yeah, Vern, this is Bruce Bonovich with Shelton Flight Systems, and Shelton, as well, is very pleased to be named as a premier partner along with ISNS, Garmin, and the rest of the team there, PS Engineering. We think it's really, really important that you've looked all over on a global basis to determine what's going to be best for the type of aircraft that the VLJ that you folks are producing. And we're just pleased to be a premier partner on that on this new opportunity for the AVIO NG. So thank you very much, and we're looking forward to a long and successful relationship.
Likewise, Bruce. Next, I'd like to ask Carl Wolf to make any comments he may have.
Vern, thank you very much, and good afternoon to everyone. Garmin is obviously very pleased to be working with Eclipse and becoming part of the AVIO NG system aboard the Eclipse 500. I have to apologize for my cold. Excuse me. As noted in the Eclipse press release and reiterated by Vern just moments ago, Garmin is supplying dual-mode S transponders for AVIO NG, either a dual GTX-33 configuration for most applications or a GTX-33 and a GTX-33D for antenna diversity applications. Both transponder models are solid-state designs. 250 watts nominal transmit power, and both transponders were designed to meet the European enhanced surveillance requirements. With that, Vern, thank you again for the opportunity. Garmin very much appreciates the opportunity to serve Eclipse and your customers. Thanks very much.
Likewise, Carl. Thank you very much for your comments. Bob from Honeywell.
Hi, this is Bob Compton with Honeywell. Vern and the press, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak today. And on behalf of Honeywell, we're very pleased to provide our multi-mode digital radio, our Primus Epic MMDR, to Eclipse for the Eclipse 500. It's great to be part of the AVIO team. Our MMDR is a next-generation VHF COM NAV ADF, as Vern pointed out. It's a software-controlled radio with digital signal processing, 16-watt transmitter, 8.333 kilohertz channel spacing, as well as 25 kilohertz, and meets all of the current and is upgradable to future requirements as necessary for the Avio fleet. We're pleased to add that to the existing products we're selling at Eclipse, which is our weather radar and our enhanced ground proximity warning system. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you also for just some great radios. And last, and I certainly do not intend any inference in the order of people here, but is the founder and CEO of PS Engineering, Mark.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rayburn. What a team. We are very appreciative and selected by Eclipse Aviation as their audio control supplier. And just want you to know that for the last 20 years, we've been single-minded about audio control systems for airplanes. We've got systems installed in open cockpit airplanes, helicopters, business class aircraft. We even went into outer space with Spaceship One. The PMA 500 panel will bring unprecedented flexibility to the Eclipse 500. And with the total system integration, the pilot can easily create the communications environment that will meet his mission needs. We have proven before that we make great business partners, and PS Engineering pledges to Eclipse and all the team members here that we are going to meet or exceed your and the customer's expectation. And thank you very much again.
Thank you. As I think one of the speakers, I think it was Bob, said, we did spend a significant amount of time sort of searching the world for a set of solutions that both we could easily retrofit the aircraft, but more importantly, really deliver on the promise and the vision of Avio in terms of ease of operation, in terms of reliable operation, in terms of safe operation.
Vern Rayburn is the president of Eclipse Aviation. In tomorrow's feature, we'll hear the question and answer session with reporters, which followed the opening statements you heard today. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.